Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You're listening to BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook, with Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth from BetQL.
Welcome back. BetQL Daily, presented as always by FanDuel Sportsbook. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth with you on a Thursday as we look forward to NFL wildcard weekend here. We're going to have Chris Mack join us, 93.7 The Fan out in Pittsburgh, also part of the BetQL network. He's going to be with us 20 minutes from now. We'll do a deep dive into the Chiefs and the Steelers Sunday Night Football. But guys, let's dive into the AFC here and our thoughts on each of these games before we get to Sunday night. It starts Saturday afternoon. One of the games here, Joe, that we are getting line movement in this week, and that would be the Bengals and the Raiders. It is down to 4.5, 48.5 on the total. I am just surprised at the interest and the people on the Raiders. This feels like a bad spot for them. They've won their last four games by a combined 12 points. You know, they have the worst point differential of any playoff team since the 2011 Broncos. That's the Tim Tebow team. I mean, this is not a playoff team. I know they have the fifth seed, so let me rephrase that. Like, they would have made the playoffs, but they're in the playoffs because there's extra seed. They're in the playoffs because they added the playoff teams. Like, this whole thing changed, and they had the opportunity to continue to fight for this. I don't view the Raiders as a real threat here. I love the Bengals in this game, and I go back to the matchup last time. It was a one-point spread. Bengals won the game by 18. Now, Joe, you brought up the game yesterday. We talked through the box score a little bit. Maybe they didn't really beat them by 18 points. It was a little closer than that when you look at yards per play and whatnot. But they won that game in Vegas. And I think the Bengals are better now than they were then. Their identity, it seems like they figured it out now, was just like, hey, let's let Joe Burrow cook. This guy's one of the best quarterbacks in the league. I really like the Bengals this weekend, especially as the number moves down.
You aren't wrong about the tough spot. It is a brutal spot for the Raiders. And our guest, Simon Hunter, was not wrong about what he said about that they're playing the longest game of the week, last game of the week, defense on the field for the Raiders for so many snaps. How is that going to impact them less than a week later? There's been a luck factor with the Raiders' record here with all the one-score games, and they're 7-2 in those, and they've won all four of their overtime games. So there's all that. But if you throw that out there, I can come right back at you with Zach Taylor. Zach Taylor in his first playoff game. Which dude are we getting? Is it going to be Burrow, the guy that was thrown for 500 yards a game in his last two starts, or is it going to be more of a run-heavy attack? We focused a lot of energy on the Buffalo weather and what's happening with Tampa Bay as those totals have moved around a bit. Not so much with the Buffalo New England one. It's just something that we've all been talking about because remember the first weather game that the two clubs had. Well, the Cincinnati weather isn't supposed to be great. So that could be
20s and 30s. I just pulled it up.
And the wind? Does it say in the wind?
You know what? I didn't click on that part. It's just the low is 22, the high is 31 on Saturday.
Yeah, if it's not saying anything about the wind, it's probably not too much. But, yeah, I mean, the weaknesses on the Bengals, the offensive line, and what do you know, the pass rush is, I'd say, a pretty big strength of the Raiders. There's that. And the Raiders are going to have to move the ball through the air. They're going to have to attack that Cincinnati secondary. put me on the side with the Raiders. I know you don't agree with that, but you know, yes, there is a case to fade the Raiders, and I understand all of that. But you're going to have to trust Zach Taylor. And Ja'Marr Chase, he has snapped over the last few weeks. It's been quite impressive. But I see value on the number. And much of that has been sucked out by the market. When it was 6.5, I thought there was certainly more value. At 4.5, I don't love the Raiders either. But I'm curious to see where this goes. I'm a little worried that it's one of those public underdogs because haven't heard a ton of support from Cincinnati. I'm going to assume that the public's going to go in because over the last month, Burrow has played at an MVP level.
I think this is an advantageous spot for Cincinnati. Las Vegas on the short week, they had to play 5 quarters on Sunday Night Football, plus the long trip to Ohio where it is going to be cold. It's a dome team going outdoors in January. We just talked about the weather. It's not going to be warm. I don't know about the wind yet, but I'm sure it'll be there as well. And then, you know, aside from what happened in week 18, I mean, the Raiders have overcome a lot of adversity, but overall, I think we could all agree they're just not really a great football team. The Bengals have a really good offense. I like Joe Burrow and their offense against a Raiders defense that's allowed 439 points. The Bengals rested just about every key player in last week's loss to the Browns, while the Raiders had to play just about everybody, and the game went to overtime just to get to the playoffs. So this is one of those situations where, listen, my whole family's Raiders fans, but I don't also want to overthink this. You know, like, to me, this seems like Bengals. This is a great spot for the Bengals.
Have we come too far? Just based on how the Bengals closed the season, and when they did play in late November, it was a one-point spread. Now we're in 5-6 territory. Have we come too far? Waller dominated in the regular season matchup, that Bengals victory. He had a big game, 7 catches, 116 yards. His first game back last week, it was a big story, his return. He did not do much. Carr was targeting him 9 times, but he only had 2 catches for 22 yards. So Waller's going to play a big part to see if he can have a bounce-back performance.
He was also back last week. I didn't think he was 100%, though. He didn't look totally right, Waller.
Mixon could also have a game. In the first win, Mixon ran for 123 yards and 2 touchdowns. So if you're making some notes on some props you want to look at, that could be another one.
I can't get past the Burrow, what's happening here. We had 11 touchdowns, no picks his last 4 games. The Raiders were 21st in the NFL DBOA against the pass. We saw Mahomes sit to them twice. I mean, if Zach Taylor has a half a brain, and it's 5-mile-an-hour winds, so it doesn't look like it's going to impact the game. Okay. That's pretty mild. If he has a half a brain, he's going to throw the football to Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins and his receivers. And I don't see how the Raiders keep up in a game like that. Quickly, before we move to the next game, because there's another young quarterback in that one. So these are 2 quarterbacks making their first postseason start. Carr is a veteran. I mean, he's been around, but he's never been in the postseason. Obviously, Joe Burrow is really a young quarterback. You know what I always think is interesting? We always try to handicap this. First of all, you said earlier, we don't know, right? Some great quarterbacks have struggled in the postseason early in their career. And there's guys like Tom Brady just walk in the league and then just start winning playoff games. So we don't know. Yeah. I do think, and this is not something you can handicap, I do think the demeanor of a quarterback, it matters to me when I think about the postseason. Doesn't Joe Burrow just come across as like, he'll be fine? Maybe he won't throw for 400 yards. I'm not saying he's going to win every game, but I'm not worried about Joe Burrow.
Like, he's the got moment. Some confidence, almost on arrogance and swag.
Yes. There are some quarterbacks you kind of worry about, like their personality, they're frenetic. But I think you'll be fine.
We talk about these two teams like one was 12-5 and one was 7-10. They had the same record, you know. Like, and I think what Aaron said is how a lot of people feel about this game, that the Raiders are not a great team. Are the Bengals a great team? They have the same amount of wins.
They're a good team. The Bengals are good, not great. Yeah,
pretty good. Yeah.
I guess because of Mixon, Ja'Marr Chase, and Burrow, I put them a notch above.
What was the point differential difference, though? Probably 100 points. Between
minus 65, I think the Raiders were.
It was a lot, certainly. Yeah. I mean, one of the Raiders' 7 losses was against the Bears. Oh, you know what? The Bengals lost to the Bears, too. They both suck.
By proxy, the Bears are the best team of all time.
I mean, they would win.
They were one of those teams that's right.
The Raiders were minus 65 in point differential. What were the Bengals?
I'd guess plus 55. Plus 84. 60, plus 84. So it's over 100 points combined.
So, Joe, is there – I know you're really down on Zach Taylor, and I'm not saying I'm high on him, but is there, like, a couple of, like, things you can point to, like, hey, this is why I'm down on Zach Taylor? I just know that you are. I don't know that I've ever really heard, like, oh, like, this or that why.
Let's look how he handled the season. When did they turn it on? When did everybody get behind the Bengals? When he handed the reins over to Joe Burrow. When he looked at the matchup, said, oh, yes, exactly, the Ravens. When, oh, we've got a pass, and I have Joe Burrow and all this supreme talent on the outside. Why was he running Joe Mixon into the middle of the line 30 times a game for, like, the first 3 months? He has not impressed me, but if he continues to do what he was doing in the last month, he will. And he might be our Coach of the Year winner. He might be because of the turnaround, and I give him credit. Not a lot of people had the Bengals winning the division. Nobody had the Ravens finishing in last place in that division, but that's exactly what happened. I mean, just some of the common sense stuff over the first couple of years, it just, come on, dude. It's not that complicated. But maybe he's turned the corner. Like, I made the case for young quarterbacks in the playoffs, struggles early, but the good ones are going to figure it out. So don't be surprised that that trend dies. Maybe we're seeing it with Zach Taylor. We could be. And
you hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Maybe in a couple years, people are pointing to that Sean McVay tree and saying, hey, Taylor's a good one. But over the first couple years, hard to say that. And I know last year's was brutal when you lose Joe Burrow. What are you supposed to do? We've got Brandon Allen, you know?
Yeah, and I think the only follow-up I was thinking about as you were saying it, maybe he ran Joe Mixon in the line 30 times because Burrow was coming off the knee injury, and now he's got his legs under him. Like, now he's letting him cook a little bit. So, we'll see.
Didn't trust the offensive line maybe early. Yeah.
See what happens this week. I don't think he should.
It's always interesting when a coach flips. Like, you could look at him and be like, hey, why were you a dummy in the beginning of the year? Like Sirianni and the Eagles, right? Like, or then you could say, all right, but he figured it out. Like, it's a sliding scale. Like, as long as you figure it out, you figure it out. And both Taylor and Sirianni figured it out, but, like, why did it take so long?
But it's, a much larger sample for Zach Taylor. So let's see if – is he going to revert back? I mean, there are some really good coaches that fade. The two teams on Monday night, outside of the one season with McVay's long playoff run – I mean, McVay, for a number of years, fading in the second half of seasons. Mm-hmm. Teams are figuring out the offenses. Cliff Kingsbury, go back to college, notorious for the same thing. But people, I would say, still view both of them as good coaches as a first-timer. And both of these head coaches are first-timer. But that Raiders coaching staff is extremely experienced. So sure, maybe they have the slight edge as far as that goes.
All right, it's an interesting game. That's the first one. Let's go to the second game in the AFC, Saturday night. Now, speaking of weather, Aaron, I think you had the forecast up earlier, the Bills and the Patriots. I was on in Rochester yesterday in Bill's Country on one of our Odyssey stations, and we welcome all of our New York listening audience in, because boy, they are betting, and they're so excited. When I was in Rochester yesterday, or on with those guys, they were telling me about all the boosts they're getting on their apps, because obviously, you know, the books want them to be betting and have all the money in their accounts. So they're excited for this game. But the first thing that came up when I was talking to those guys yesterday was, what do you think about Josh Allen and the Bills in the cold? And it's so funny, because they are the Buffalo Bills. They're supposed to play in the cold. This is their home stadium. Aaron, it's going to be cold Saturday night. That's the first thing that keeps coming up here.
I mean, does anyone play well when it's 5 degrees, 7 degrees? I mean, that is just
Packers.
So cool.
Yeah,
that
the
is
Packers.
That's true. That is true. I don't know. I mean, this is an interesting situation, because I love what Simon Hunter said, and I'm really tempted to take the Patriots plus the points now. It is Bill Belichick, and it's hard to bet against him. In a playoff matchup, he is the GOAT when it comes to coaching. And the other thing is, you know, Mac Jones only throwing 3 times the last time they played in bad weather. That's another factor. So this is a tough one. I don't have a play on this one yet. I don't have a strong feeling. This one for me is it's a tough one.
You're right. Who plays great in the cold? Well, some of the alt-timers do. Like the Green Bay. If you're going to be a Packers quarterback, you've got to be really good in cold weather. And I think that's the overall point here, that Josh Allen, you're in Buffalo, dude. This is going to be the situation every year, every single year. If you're in a good team, you're going to get some home games there. You're not going to get through the AFC just playing in a bunch of domes. And here's Josh Allen's career numbers below freezing. Okay. 6 touchdowns, 7 interceptions, 167 yards per game, 167. 50% completion percentage, a 62 quarterback rating. Oof. Those aren't below average.
It's bad.
Those are hideous.
It's bad.
Those are hideous numbers. And that's 5 games now. So it's a small sample size. A lot of it when he's young, but it's just, that's why people are talking about it, because the numbers are so bad and the weather's going to be pretty brutal.
Do you think he's going to wear that wetsuit like Tom Brady would wear?
I don't know.
They gotta make a big wetsuit.
Mac Jones or Josh Allen?
Either. I mean, that is just so cold. I don't even know how you grip a ball when it's that cold. I would just
not
be in the
fun.
I would be in the worst mood.
Yeah.
I just can't wait to see Bill Belichick with icicles like forming on his face on Saturday night. It's gonna
I mean,
be cold
when up. You guys start talking about head coaches and cold weather, I just go right to Tom Coughlin. Like
his,
the
his
veins.
Face was so red.
The veins, man. I think he was dead.
The Giants-Packers NFC title game. I didn't think the guy was going to get out alive. It was like minus 10 degrees.
I like we'll get to it on the other side.
Yeah, we'll hit that. Chris Mack will join us as well from 93.7, the Fan of Pittsburgh. Chiefs and Steelers deep dive with Chris Mack next right here on the BetQL Network.
These Joes are helping you bet like a pro. It's Joe Ostrowski and Joe Giglio and Aaron Hawksworth on BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook.